It's going to be a short rest of the afternoon. Blue Jays talk up to the top of the hour. So let's get right to it. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance. 1-888-666-0590. A heart-rending 6-5 loss in 10 innings. But it's kind of nice to have a heart-rending loss in September. We haven't had too many of those in the 21st century. The Blue Jays 8-4 in the month of September. All four losses by one run. And they are right now 4.5 games back of the wild card in the American League. The Kansas City Royals trailing Boston 8-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Red Sox have two on and two out. If Kansas City does not come back and win, and it's not a big offense, the Blue Jays will remain four games out of that second wild card. We lead things off with Scott in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Scott, welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Glad to be here. Tough game today. Win would have been nice.
Yep.
I'm just curious, and I'm a big Gibbons supporter, actually, and I think he kind of makes great moves. You can question any move.
Sure.
I'm curious why, in a home game, in a meaningful home game, we just tied the game, top of the 10th inning, there's not going to be a save opportunity. Moore didn't look particularly sharp. Why was Jansen not in there to start the 10th?
Okay, well, first of all, can we erase the Morrow didn't look particularly sharp part of what you said?
I'll let you.
Okay, because Morrow threw 8 pitches in the top of the 9th inning to retire the Rays in order.
Okay.
And so he did look particularly sharp and very, very good against the top of the order. It was quick and it was efficient. And,
All right. You know,
I get so many calls saying, why did they take the hot pitcher out to put somebody else in?
This is
a guy who, I mean, he's a starter. Granted, he's not stretched out, and he hadn't pitched more than one inning at any point during his rehab and since returning from the disabled list. But we're talking about 8 pitches and really good ones. So, and he's been unbelievable out of the bullpen all month since coming back off the DL. I have zero issue with bringing Brandon Morrow back for that 10th inning. I mean, it's a fair question. Why isn't Casey Jansen pitching in a tie game in that situation? But you've got a really, really hot Brandon Morrow. Why wouldn't you go back with him?
I guess so. I mean, and you know what? I can't argue with statistics. For me, it's gut, and it just felt that Morrow has pitched effectively on occasion, but there's also been some at bats where the batters bailed him out. But I mean, I can't argue. You're right. 9 pitches. That's obviously a very clean inning. I was surprised when I heard that he was going back out to start the 10th. I presumed Casey'd already been up, that he would go out to start the 10th. He's looked good his last couple times out. So, I don't know. It was obviously a disappointing loss. You try to find answers, and I look and you see why was the closer not brought in a key situation like that.
Okay, but when you try to find answers, and you're certainly not alone in this one, Scott, and I appreciate the call. Everybody tries to find answers by looking to what a guy who's not playing did or didn't do. Brandon Morrow walked the first guy in the 10th inning on 4 pitches. Has nothing to do with John Gibbons. George is in Thornhill. You're up next on Blue Jays Talk.
Mike, I want to start off by saying I'm not going to say they're out of it because I will not give up on this team until we're mathematically eliminated. This team is unbelievably resilient. They have tremendous heart. They were still down 5-1 today, came back 5-all. It's gut-wrenching, obviously, but the third time it's happened now since the Red Sox series back in Toronto where they came back, tied it, lost it in extra innings. Same thing happened the last time they played Tampa Bay here on the final game this Sunday as well, I think August 24th. Tied the game in the bottom of the ninth, lost in extra innings. So it's gut-wrenching, very, very, very difficult for a fan, obviously. I disagree with you on Brandon Morrow, especially after he walked the guy on 4 pitches. That's when he should have been taken out of the game. If you want to bring him back to start, it's a very different situation coming in 5-4 down compared to all of a sudden now you're back in the game. The crowd's into it. It's 5-all. It's a brand new game. He hasn't been in that situation yet this year. He's not the guy to have in there. Casey Jansen, No, I don't like a closer in a non-save situation. But Cecil should have come out to start the inning, in my opinion. And if not, then he should have come out after the four pitch walk.
Yeah, I Logan Forsythe hit a little nothing dump over the second baseman's head, so I don't think that leaving Brandon Morrow in that situation after the walk was necessarily such a huge mistake. Morrow's a guy who, again, we saw throw 99, 100, 101. He can blow people away, and he pitched so well in that first inning. If you don't pitch Casey Jansen in a non-save situation, then you don't use him at all today, which is probably not a good move. So you can't. You have to throw that.
Well, you didn't use him at all today, Mike.
No, but you wouldn't have used him at any point in the game,
right? I personally hate using a closer in.
Right. So you're never going to use him in an extra inning game at home, is what you're telling me.
Rarely.
Never. You just said never.
I said I don't like to do it. I didn't say never. I said I rarely would do it, and especially if you take a look at Casey's numbers this year, Casey's given up a lot of runs in non-save situations.
Yeah, I think it. I don't want to get too deep into that. I appreciate the call. I think that, you know, there's a difference bringing a guy in a tie game in extra innings and bringing a guy in up six to get some work or down six. But I don't know that how much I believe that whole closers in non-save situations. But anyway, Morrow walks a leadoff guy on four pitches, and then he gives up a nothing. And if it's hit a little harder or a little softer, it's an easy pop-up, and who knows how the rest of that inning goes. So I don't have a problem leaving him in for one more hitter, and then John Gibbons jumped in and took him right out. And Brett Cecil came in. He walked the first guy, too, and wound up extricating himself from that situation without huge damage, but enough damage. And the Blue Jays wind up losing 6-5 in 10 innings to the Tampa Bay Rays. We continue with Blue Jays talk, and we are going to Zach in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hey, Zach.
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm at the game right now.
Cool.
And although there wasn't that many people at the game, and I expected a bit more, the atmosphere in the ninth, eighth, and extra innings was incredible.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was insane. I'm one of the many Blue Jays fans who wasn't around to see the 92 and 93, so this is really the closest I've seen to a playoff atmosphere at all, and it was just incredible.
It was really something when John Mayberry Jr. hit that home run. This place went nuts, and that's the way it used to be. You know, that's what happens when you're in a race and you get big hits at big times. And we have certainly been missing that over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, quickly, I just want to talk about Jones and Ghost.
Yeah,
I would not be upset if they were our starting second baseman and center fielder. Everyone says that Ghost is bad offensively, and I kind of disagree, because if you look at his on-base percentage, I think it was as good as Reyes, and I think a little bit better than Evan Longoria.
Yeah, his on-base percentage is fine. His walk rate is quite good.
Yeah.
He's not a poor offense. He's not as bad an offensive player as a lot of people seem to think he is. I have no issue with him being the everyday center fielder against righties anyway.
I don't think you need 9 good hitters in a lineup. I think with their lineup, if it's consistent, like it has been since September, and hopefully you're obviously going to get injuries next year, but I think that you'll get less key injuries. So I think they'll be in a good position next year if you get Gomes and Ghost.
Well, I mean, you need a crystal ball for that one, but it would be nice. It would be nice if Ryan Goins could hit a little, and I know he's been a solid performer. He's a lifetime 270 hitter in the minor leagues, but it's starting to show again. Goins today was 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. I think he's 2-for-his-last-25. He's playing such great defense, though. It really is. It's difficult.
He made a great defensive play today.
He always does. I mean, he's a phenomenal defensive second baseman, and he takes away hits. But at some point, you need something from the bottom of your order. Outside of John Mayberry, the Blue Jays 5-9 hitters had one hit today and struck out 4, 5, 8, 11 times.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Zach. I'm glad you enjoyed it, even though the game didn't turn out right. Mike in Toronto, you got 90 seconds. Welcome aboard.
This is normally Mike from Kitchener listening on 570, but I'm at the game today.
Nice.
And I only got 60 seconds, so I'm going to skip over my thoughts on the game that your producer asked for and just tell you the story I called in with. I was in the seventh row, and there was a couple in front of me. The guy proposed to the girl. She said yes. And
nice.
He caught a foul ball.
Even better.
Yes, and so he gave me the lottery numbers after that, and we're going to play them and see how that pans out. But I'm going to let you go. Keep up the great work, and I love your show, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call and the story. That's very cool. They don't do scoreboard proposals around here anymore, but nice that he managed to do that and catch a foul ball. That is good, and I'm glad you got the lottery numbers out of him. The only thing that would have made the afternoon for them better would be if the Blue Jays had won that ball game, and they came close, down 4-0 into the seventh, 5-1 into the eighth. Adam Lind did a three-run homer. John Mayberry Jr. with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth goes deep to tie it up, but the Blue Jays lose it in extras, 6-5 and 10 to the Tampa Bay Rays. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, and this place has cleared out in a hurry. I don't know how many people left in the eighth inning. Well, the Blue Jays were down 5-1, but if they did, they missed a heck of a comeback. Adam Lind's three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth. John Mayberry Jr. with a two-strike, two-out, pinch-hit home run in the bottom of the ninth. His first home run as a Blue Jay, the first home run by a John Mayberry for the Blue Jays since 1982. And that tied the game 5-5, but in the top of the 10th, Brandon Morrow walks Will Myers, gives up a little nothing dump single over second to Logan Forsyth, and in comes Brett Cecil, who walks Yunel Escobar, bases loaded, nobody out, and the Rays get one on a sac fly, but that one was enough, and they beat the Blue Jays 6-5. The Blue Jays are now four and a half back of the Kansas City Royals for the second wild card in the American League. The Royals are trailing the Boston Red Sox 8-4 as they play in the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to rally with runners at second and third and one out. Tigers leading the Indians 6-4 in the top of the ninth, and Cleveland has a couple of runners on as they try to tie this game up. Orioles and Yankees go tonight in a game that can be heard on many of these Sportsnet Radio Network stations. Blue Jays are off on their final road trip of the season. They're going to Baltimore for 3, New York for 4. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern against the Orioles, Marcus Stroman and Wei-Yin Chen. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, Derek Brandeo, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye.